The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
When it comes to predicting the election, some people like to look at the polls, but I prefer to get my tips from people who actually have skin in the game. And after the politicians themselves, you can make the case that no one has more skin in this game than the bookies. So let's get one final update on where the betting markets are at. Joining us from Sportsbet is Communications Manager Sean Ormerod. G'day, mate. Welcome back to the show.
G'day, Ben. How are you going?
Yeah, great. Okay, so where have the markets been moving this week as we hit election eve?
Yeah, so it's been a funny old week, a busy old week, that's for sure. So just quickly, if we dial back to last weekend, the Labor Party hit their shortest price ever. And then before that, let's go a little bit before that as well. So May 8th, they hit $1.35. That was their shortest price since this market has been open. The coalition was $3.37. Then a few days later, shorter again, another new record, $1.27, coalition $4. And then the following day, they even got shorter again. $1.25 was the absolute rock bottom they hit. That was on May 14, so exactly 1 week out from the election. Coalition $4.20. But since then, Monday and Tuesday, we saw some favourable polls, shall we say, for the coalition. So their price has sort of tumbled in since then to where we sit today as we speak. Coalition $2.80, Labor Party $1.48. That's to both of those to form government. That's the market you want to look for if you are on site. But in terms of the weight of money, Ben, it's almost split right down the middle. 51% Labor, 49% Coalition. So just goes to show how tight this election is. And despite, you might think it's a lopsided betting market, the punters are certainly starting to get around the Labor Party. It was the Coalition's way, the last couple of weeks, but starting to push towards Labor, that's for sure.
Yeah, wow. And in terms of who people like as the next PM, so that market on the leaders themselves, is there any indication that one bloke is ahead of the other between ScoMo and Albo?
Not really, and it's probably reflected in the polls that everyone's been seeing, and that's the beauty of betting on the election. We're only privy to the exact same information as the general public, but there's not really one lane either way. But certainly all the action that we're seeing is in that the next government formed. That's where I'd suggest it's probably about 95% of the turnover is going through that key market, as far as Sportsbet concerned anyway.
Yeah, wow. And so is it fair to say then that if you're looking at this and you're looking at the odds and you go, oh, well, Labor's the favourite, it maybe is more informative to get this inside information on exactly, like how much money is being bet, and the fact that it's a pretty even suggests that this could be quite a close race.
Exactly. And I think it's probably the perfect storm for punters. 2019 is not that long ago. And when we look at what the market was doing there, Labor very, very short. Everything suggested to us that they were an absolute tap-in. And we all know how that panned out. We even went to as far as paying out early. So we're not going to do that again. We're not going to make the same mistake twice. But it does go to show. So I think the punters have got they've got a pretty long memory. They look back to that and they go, well, we're sort of in the same scenario here. The polls are even closer in this one. Why the coalition's so big? Probably why, the weight of money isn't really reflecting what the prices are there as well.
Mm. And it's fun to talk about two-party preferred and leaders and that high-level stuff. But this election, of course, is going to be won and lost by individual candidates in individual electorates. Labor needs to win 7 seats to form a majority government. If they win those 7 seats, the coalition would have to make up that ground elsewhere. So if we're looking at the seats, the electorates around Australia, how many seats are there where the betting is favouring them to change hands?
Yeah, there's a lot. And I suppose a couple of the big ones, so we go to Chisholm in Victoria. So we look at Tarina Garland is the Labor candidate there, $1.25 to win that seat against the incumbent, the Liberal incumbent Gladys Liu there. She's out to $3.70. So there's one we're tipping to change side as well. Another really close one is a seat of Brisbane, obviously in Queensland, and only as far as I think yesterday morning, this actually flipped in terms of the betting. So we had the Liberal National Party candidate Trevor Evans was favourite to win that seat, but just in the last 24, sort of 36 hours, the Labor candidate Madonna Jarrett, she's into $1.85 favourite. So there's another one, and that's probably going to be the real warning sign. If the Labor Party can pick up that one, I think it could spell a lot of trouble for the coalition after all. But as far as big talking points sort of electorates go, you can't really go past Kooyong in Victoria. We're talking about, obviously, the Treasurer's seat, Josh Frydenberg, but there has been a little bit of a whisper going around, and we've seen that in the weight of money and also the market, that they're quietly confident in the Frydenberg camp of being able to hold that seat. It was $1.70 yesterday and probably for the last few days, now into $1.65. Monique Ryan, independent, obviously on the drift. She's out to $2.15. So they're gaining confidence that they can retain that very important seat in Kooyong.
And we have a couple of key marginal seats over here in the West. They're currently held by Liberals, but Labor have been targeting them very heavily. In fact, we've got Prime Minister Scott Morrison making a last-minute dash to Perth to try and shore up support in those seats. Swan, yeah. Pearce and Hasluck. What can you tell us about those?
Yeah, he's spending a lot of time over their elbows. It just goes to show how important they are. So as far as those two seats, Pearce and Swan, so the Labor Party are both in a really strong position there. If we look at Pearce quickly first, Tracy Roberts, she's $1.35 to pick up that against Linda Aitken, the Liberal candidate. And then in the other one, Swan, again, Labor, $1.22 to win that one as well. So heavily favoured there. So all the time he's spending on the ground, he's certainly doing exactly what he wanted for Albo.
Yeah, well, and we've spoken before with you guys that this last week is when people really start to get excited by election betting, which is no surprise. A lot changes from day to day in the campaign. I reckon you'd be definitely not advised to make bets early on in the piece. So are you seeing some big bets come in?
Yeah, certainly in the last couple of days, we have seen a big influx. Well, even as on the weekend when the Labor Party hit their shortest price, we saw $10,000 and $1.25. So they have drifted a touch for that customer. But then as yesterday, and as early as this morning as well, two $10,000 bets on the Labor Party at that $1.48 price, which is what they are. But the Coalition's seeing plenty of support as well. Just yesterday, two $10,000 bets on them at $2.80, and also $10,000 when they were at their biggest price. Last weekend, $4.20. So that punter certainly secured himself a very juicy price indeed when you compare it to the $2.80 that's on offer now. Yeah. But again, who knows? Who knows what's going to happen tomorrow as the votes start to roll in?
Yeah, exactly. And of course, you guys offer some novelty markets for election night, which I think is a bit of fun. It's a good way to get into it. Can you give us an idea of what some of those markets are?
Yeah, it can be a bit dry, let's be honest, election day and night. So we try and spice it up at Sportsbet. So we have got a few novelty-type markets. Obviously, the most well-known one's probably the tie colour of each leader's tie when they do their, whether it's the winning speech or whether they're conceding. So we've got, obviously blue, very, very hot favourite there for ScoMo, red for Albo, obviously. But we've also got a little one here. Now, this is one of my favourites. Albo, he's got some form on the DJ deck, does Anthony Albanese. So Albo's a DJ at his own party. Whether it's a win or loss, who knows? But Albo's a DJ at the party tomorrow night. $2.50, yes, or $1.50, no. But we also know that they're big into their rugby league, these two people. So ScoMo, big Cronulla Sharks fan. Albo, he's a big South Sydney fan. Do they mention their footy team in their victory or concession speech, rather? You can also bet on that. $1.50, Albo, if he wins. I reckon he might just mention South, so maybe a little value there for the
mention the Rabbits. I reckon that $2.50 for Alberta DJ is very enticing indeed. That's an interesting one. Well, it would gamble responsibly is always the message, but it's certainly a way to make what is, as you say, a pretty dry undertaking a little bit more exciting. Now, you literally are a betting man, so who do you think wins come Saturday?
Look, I do think the Labor Party are going to form government, but I think at some point we're going to see them drift. Everything that's, the general public's, they can see the polls as well. We know it's going to be very, very tight. So when I look at the $1.48, I think it's probably a bit short, might drift tomorrow on the day when we start to see a couple of those key seats maybe roll in that go against the way of what we're thinking. But I do think they're just going to form government.
Well, we'll wait and see if that happens. Sean Ormerod from Sportsbet, best of luck for Saturday, and thanks for joining us on The West Live.
No worries, Ben. Enjoy the election.
To have your say, or if you have a story, email the team at thewestlive@wanews.com.au.